WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Each year, public school districts around the state update improvement plans for the district as a whole, as well as individual campuses. What's different about this year's plans in the Bryan School District is the philosophy of new central office administrators. That was pointed out during yesterday's school board workshop by board member and retired teacher Ruthie Waller.
Knowing our personalities of our central administration now, it's not a gotcha thing at all. Now I think of you as a communicator.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck told the board she shared what the board expects of her to members of the district's leadership team last week.
That tightness of us all being held accountable and all talking, starting with me, about the work and what we have to do. So I think that's a big piece of it, staying on top of it.
The updated improvement plans, which were unanimously adopted by the board, was a project led by Whitbeck's new chief of staff, Ginger Carabine. Next month marks 9 years since College Station voters approved a bond issue that included expanding and renovating the public library. The city council continues working on the design. During a special meeting yesterday, Councilman Jerome Rectorick was among those reacting to using the same color of brick for the facade that's found in the city's new Gateway Monument markers.
A last comment. Can we change the brick from burgundy to maroon?
I think Acme set that name.
Yeah. It's actually called Blend 137. So if we just want to stick with 137.
Yeah, stick with 137, okay. Please.
Bids for the more than $8 million expansion were supposed to have been received last month. Once the council awards a contract, construction will take up to a year and a half to complete. This year's budget at Blinn College was based on no change in enrollment, but 452 fewer students are taking almost 108,000 fewer credit hours compared to a year ago.
A report given to Blinn's Board of Trustees noted a larger number of first-time full-time students, growth in Blinn's Team and Engineering Academy programs, and more students in Blinn's 12-week courses that began last Monday. But the number of credit hours, which is how Blinn generates revenue, is down 80,000 in Bryan and 14,000 in Brenham compared to last fall. WTAW News is waiting for Blinn's answer to how much less money was made this fall compared to its budget. Administrators did report there's plenty of time to overcome the revenue shortfall. This fall's headcount in Bryan's down 383 from last fall to just under 12,000. In Brenham, there are 26 fewer students at a little more than 2,300. Additional information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Every second count, plan two ways out. This is this year's theme for National Fire Prevention Week.
This is a time that we really focus on teaching fire safety. And the parents are quite important in this. Grandparents are important in this. The kids are going to come home with this information. And we need you to get excited like this is the best thing you could be doing tonight because it might save your child.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says once a fire starts, it doubles in size every 30 seconds, which gives a family about 3 minutes to escape. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 76 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work. AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
So they put those commercials back to back, I guess. Huh. And Dave is now the boss.
Yeah.
That's kind of disquieting.
Right? So you can still be the worst employee in the company and somehow get to the top.
I hope. I mean, I'm sure our production department did it just the way they said they wanted to. I'm sure they did. So, fine.
There's that.
Okay. All right, let's do some weather. It's brought to you supporting by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
It'll be partly to mostly cloudy at times during today, a bit breezy as well with scattered showers around. Chance of a thunderstorm, high temperature low to mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers end this evening, low 70s overnight. Clouds, occasional sun with a brief shower possible Wednesday, high temperature mid-70s, and a mix of clouds and sun, warmer Thursday, 85 to 90. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Landis Durham, defensive end for Texas A&M, getting some accolades. We'll talk a little bit about that, as well as Fighting Texas Aggies soccer. Got another win yesterday. Keep on chalking them up. By the way, it was their fourth shutout of the year, 1-0 over Utah Valley. And we'll hear a little bit from one Keith Ford. He's talking about closing out games. This is a fun stat for you, by the way, in case those of you that are big fans of stats, which myself I am. The Aggies have outscored their opponents in the second half by 91-37. So that's been since the first loss to UCLA. So in the last four games, they've outscored their opponents 91-37 in the second half.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All that more
pretty
coming
good.
Up in sports.
Okay.
That's a nice adjustment after the first game.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea is, go
gotta,
in the locker room and
strong.
Say, this is what we got to do.
Here. Right.
Okay.
We've come too far.
All right. Here we go. Today, we'll talk about getting chills when you listen to music.
Okay.
Which is good because this is our Music Tuesday, of course.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Equifax is going to tell us about another 2.5 million people who've been affected by that little expose thing of personal data. But, I mean, after all, when you go ahead and give up the information of 145 million, what's another couple million?
True.
Facebook, we'll have more about that. Why you should always walk on the right side of the road.
Amen.
That for you. They're apparently going to make pot legal in Hotlanta now. So,
oh, really?
See how that works out for you. And in the meantime, Nissan has shown off a prototype sweat-sensing seat in its cars.
Ew.
Which is, well, it says, of course it would say, and the purpose of it is to prevent accidents. The technology, which is called Soak.
Of course it would be. Okay.
How unfortunate is that? Changes color if perspiration is high in salt, suggesting dehydration. The research, which was done, of course, by the well-known European Hydration Institute, found that dehydrated drivers were as error-prone as those who are drunk.
About that.
Sounds to me like they're coming up with a stat to justify the reason they did this research.
Mm-hmm.
There are currently no plans to bring Soak into production. They just wanted to spend a lot of money to let us know it's there.
So it turns.
In case we need it.
It changes colors, and then you have to stop at a corner store real quick to get some hydration, get a Gatorade or something.
That, or you pour it on the seat to fool it.
Yeah, well, you could do that.
So I'm not saying, I don't know. And that has to do with another story we have, which is far more interesting as far as our health and stuff later on today. But in the meantime, basically. We've had a new study that if you're one of those people who skip breakfast, apparently will harden your arteries.
Ooh.
People who skip breakfast or eat poorly to start the day are twice as likely to develop hardened arteries, which could lead, of course, to deadly heart disease.
Right.
The study from the Journal of American College of Cardiology. Okay, they're heart folks. They're going to find something, okay? They are going to find something that has to do with the way you're behaving that's going to make your heart unhealthy.
They're like mechanics. They'll always find something.
You brought it in. We'll find something.
Exactly.
The researchers said that the findings could offer an important tool in the fight against cardiovascular disease. No, it will only do that if people go, oh, I read this report. Let me suddenly eat breakfast, because that's not going to happen. They did 4,000 middle-aged workers in Spain. Participants were followed for 6 years. About one in four ate a high-energy breakfast, including 20% or more of their daily calories, okay? 20% of your calories at breakfast time, which is fairly significant.
Yeah. Who has that much time to sit and cook a big breakfast, though?
Exactly.
I eat breakfast every morning.
But is it 20% of your total calorie intake?
I'd have to really look at it, but I eat pretty hearty breakfast.
Okay, all right.
And I usually have some boiled eggs, but I do that, you know, night before, and they're sitting in the refrigerator, so I'm ready to rock and roll.
I meal prep. I don't necessarily cook what I'm going to eat in the morning.
Well, and that could be where they're going with this, is the idea that you have to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Most people in the study, about 70%, ate a low-energy breakfast that gave them 5 to 20% of their daily intake. And again, you got to have more than that if you're going to be healthy, apparently. And 3% skip breakfast altogether. I would have thought that there's higher than that.
I would, too. Yeah. I know a ton of people who don't eat breakfast.
They just don't eat breakfast. Now, does that mean that's the one time in their day when they are not reacting to their body telling them they're hungry?
I don't know, because people who I know who don't eat breakfast just aren't hungry. You know, they don't want food in the morning.
Well, and to go back, you know, it would be interesting to go back and see what these kind of numbers were before, mm-hmm. when commute times were probably less.
True.
Yeah.
And the whole situation was different. We weren't in this frenetic life. I can't eat breakfast because I have to have my butt in front of the computer this morning.
Right.
And if it's check Facebook or eat, I'm going to check Facebook. So the whole opportunity to do all sorts of other things, or, my God, I haven't watched Good Morning Brazos Valley in 3 months, so I need to sit down and see what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then there's those people on the radio.
We got to listen to them. Eat and listen.
No, you need to learn to eat and listen, because we're here to help you, so you know things like that.
Together, we got a lot of information.
Go eat your breakfast.
If you don't, you'll die.
That woman on the radio said, well, your arteries will harden. You'll die slowly.
That just sounds painful.
Well, it does. But it might make your arms stronger.
Hardened artery.
Eat some bacon for your arteries.
That would help.
There you go.
Yeah, let's do it.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to ABC Home and Commercial Services, Kelly Bird Dozer, the String and Horn Shop, and Pride Cleaners. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rudder, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning, 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Infomaniacs are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, Techies Day.
Techies Day.
Today's the day that I suppose, well, I don't know. Are you supposed to be nice to techies today? Are you supposed to not bother techies today? It was originated in 1999 by techies.com, a consortium of government and industry leaders. Techies Day was established to address the long-term demand for tech workers. Yeah, well, we know that pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, it's
and we
cool.
appreciate you.
We do, yes.
We do appreciate, but we'll continue to bother you.
That's right. Speaking of appreciation, today is Virus Appreciation Day.
Being medical?
Yes, as a matter of fact. It's not the computer one.
Oh.
Start off, first of all, by explaining the difference between bacteria and a virus. First, bacteria, classically alive, by which we mean that they all have the metrics that define life, most importantly, cell structure. Viri, that's what it's called if there's more than one.
Oh, okay.
It's not viruses.
Viruses.
It's
really.
Viri.
Viri, like
not quite alive.
Okay.
They're more likely randomly wandering around in bits of DNA with an attitude problem.
It's an attitude problem. Okay.
So there you are. So why would we want to appreciate them? There are actually some that can be helpful.
Okay.
But most of them aren't.
Well, I'll appreciate those.
There. So there. It'd be a Viride Day. It is Boyfriend's Day, if you got one of those. It's Customer Service Week. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean they're actually going to do what they're supposed to do?
Just for this week.
It's National Customer Service Week, a week-long opportunity to raise awareness of customer service and the vital role that it plays in successful business practice.
By the way, you have to give it to some of those folks. So, I mean, come on. Who wants to get berated all day long about things that don't work and I need a refund for this? And they're just doing what they're told.
Well, and it truly is amazing when you run into someone, not a robot, but someone, a person who actually helps you, and you can hear the smile in their voice.
Yeah. Well, that I use primary card. I use is Chase because you know what? A person answers the phone.
Ah, nice.
All the time.
Yep, I use
all
Chase
the time,
too.
And it's not somebody from Sri Lanka or someplace.
Right.
I mean, good old American people, which is not a bad thing.
I've done some business through Orvis, which is like a dog catalog. They have outdoor human stuff too.
Yeah, but they do
a lot of dog stuff, and they have been phenomenal with their customer service that I've had to use in the past.
Well, and strangely enough, on the other side of the coin, one of the really good situations I dealt with time and again was the controller's office in Austin.
Okay.
So to even have a government agent, real people would answer the phone. You have to be on hold for a few minutes, or two, but then a real person comes on.
As long as there's pleasant music, I really don't mind being on hold.
Some good elevator music.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I hate is there's something, I don't know what it is, we've heard it before, but there's some companies that just use the same hold music.
Right.
Like somebody must have a really big contract in that. I don't want to hear the same music.
No, the
on
worst
this
is the recorded messages, but there's like only one of them, and so you hear it over and over and over.
Your call is very important to us.
No, it's not. You're lying.
Did you know that you can take advantage of that?
Exactly. It's like an advertisement.
Right. And that means, and I do feel sorry for those customer service people, because then they got folks who are already angry.
Already angry.
Then they had to listen to that damn message for 5 minutes, and now it's your turn.
Yeah. So, all right.
You are fired up this morning about
some customer service.
Well, you know, you got to do it. And, today is also Mean Girls Day.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Mean Girls Appreciation Day, because on October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
Yeah, yeah.
It's October 3rd.
Congrats, Chelsea.
There you go. That's Katie, is that right, who did that?
Yeah, but Lindsay Lohan, for all of
you who know
her.
And we do know all about that.
Yes, but Katie was her name in the movie.
Let's do birthdays then.
Birthdays today. Noah Schnapp is turning 13. He plays Will Byers on Stranger Things for anybody who's a fan of that. It's a pretty good show.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia Vikander.
Okay.
Vikander is turning 29. Now, she's going to be the next Laura Croft. I saw the preview for this in the movies the other day. Looks pretty good.
All right.
She also won an Oscar for The Danish Girl, so she was in that as well.
Okay.
Shannon Sossaman is turning 39. She was in A Knight's Tale, The Order. Was in Wayward Pines. I don't know if you guys have ever checked that show out. It's interesting.
You're speaking English here.
Well,
right?
Sorry. Yeah, okay.
Wayward Pines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wayward Pines.
What's it on?
FX, I want to say.
Okay.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan show. And it's basically set in what they believe is a utopia. Matt Dillon in the first season is in it, and he wakes up from a coma after he got in a car wreck, and he's in this strange town, and he's walking around, and he's talking to folks. He's trying to figure out what the heck's going on, where he's at, and nobody will really tell him anything. Okay. And as he continues to learn more and more about it, things start to come to light, and oh no! All of a sudden, it's not what everything seems.
Plot twist.
Okay,
so,
there you go.
So it's got a little bit of Twin Peaks ish type stuff in it.
I got you.
Lena Headey is turning 44. Soap opera with swords lady.
Uh-huh.
Cersei Lannister.
Okay.
Neve Campbell turning 44 today as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in a lot of stuff.
Scream.
Yeah, right. And she was in you know what I'm talking about.
Party
House of
Five.
Cards.
She's
been in House of Cards the past couple seasons.
Yep.
Gwen Stefani is turning 48 today.
Oh, I wish you'd told me I'd have taken my headphones off.
And so now, thanks to that song, everybody knows how to spell bananas.
Okay.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yeah.
So anyways,
she's helping educate Americans.
Yeah. So Blake Shelton goes from Miranda Lambert to Gwen Stefani.
It's
talk about
one of the strangest.
They're both very attractive. So
But just very different.
Clive Owen turning 53 today. Been in a lot of stuff. Yeah. Tommy Lee turning 55 today.
Okay.
Al Sharpton 63 today.
Wow.
Dave Winfield for Baseball Fans 66. Mm-hmm. Ronnie Law 67. Earth, Wind & Fire saxophonist.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac turning 68.
Sure.
Roy Horn is turning 73.
The Roy of Siegfried
and Roy. He survived that vicious white tiger attack, so he's still good.
Which happened on his birthday.
Did it really?
Yeah, it happened on his 59th birthday. As well.
Happy
in 2003.
Anniversary.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
I hope the tiger got him something nice.
Wow.
And Chubby Checker is turning 76.
Really?
If you don't know the name. So that's a
so much music
song.
Tuesday.
I know, really. Yeah. We haven't even done our song yet
morning.
All right, 6:26.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The president will be visiting Vegas on Wednesday. The president called this an act of pure evil. There's no other way to describe this. So here's where we're going to go next. It gets so frustrating and angry. How is it some people are wired that when a tragedy like this happens, that their first instinct, oh, let's politicize this. You got a lawyer for CBS who says, no sympathy for Vegas victims. They're probably Republicans. You know, leftists celebrating. We've got copies of the tweets. White Trump supporters being killed in a Vegas massacre. Pray for Vegas. I'm like, why would your thoughts go there? And then you got politicians weighing in. Hillary Clinton. Oh, let's blame Trump and the NRA and gun control. And Elizabeth Warren doing the same thing.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
We don't sell annuities. We'll never sell annuities. Most annuities have nosebleed level fees, don't do what the customer thinks they do, have tremendous tax problems, are hard to get out of once you're in them, and are extremely confusing.
Don't let the sound of guaranteed income lead you to financial headache. Call now for your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out why legendary money manager Ken Fisher hates annuities. Call 1-800-885-2288 and see what you might be getting into.
Anything you want to do with annuities, there's a better way to do. If you have more than $500,000 to invest, talk to us.
Get your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out the 9 questions every annuity investor should ask. Call now, 1-800-885-2288. That's 1-800-885-2288.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
How easy is getting pre-approved for a mortgage? Super easy with my new Fairway Now app. Text me at 979-220-3018 and I'll share our new app with you. Quick, easy, convenient, and you can apply online with a secure server. And like magic, I get to work finding you the best rates and providing you the best mortgage experience. Text me today, Debbie Lewis, at 979-220-3018. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS number 2289. Deborah Davis Lewis, NMLS 20090.
Good morning, 6:29, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference. High today, probably about 86 degrees is what they're saying. 60% chance of rain during the day. Mostly after about 7 this morning. We'll have a look at the radar here in a few minutes. And then 50% chance of showers for tonight with a low of 73. Upper 80s all the way through the weekend, it looks like. Right at 88 to 90 degrees. And the chance of rain disappears after tomorrow. We've got calm winds right now. 94% relative humidity. Overcast skies, and we're at 76.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now.
Tech firms are again struggling to root out misinformation. Google and Facebook both displayed false information in the wake of the Las Vegas shooting, raising concerns over people's ability to manipulate the heavily trafficked platforms for social media and news. Shortly after the shooting, the top story section of Google's search results about the incident included a channel from an anonymous messaging board that identified the wrong person as the shooter. A story on Facebook from a Russia-backed news outlet incorrectly reported the shooter had ties to a terrorist group. The company say they promptly deleted the material. Banks have cut their oil price forecast for a fifth consecutive month despite a recent price rally amid concerns that the oversupply of crude will grow next year. A poll of 15 investment banks surveyed by the Wall Street Journal at the end of September predicted that crude oil will average $53 a barrel next year, down $1 from the August survey. Right now, crude oil at $50.44 a barrel. And that's your money now.
I have some auditing and forecasting for you two robo-accountants. Can you have it done Friday?
We never sleep, Mike.
Or take breaks, or sick days.
It's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
So then you'll have it done Wednesday.
No, Friday.
We need a couple of days to get in the zone.
Friday.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A more than $8 million expansion and renovation of College Station's public library could be finished by the middle of 2019. That's close to 11 years after voters approved the project in a bond issue. During a special city council meeting yesterday, Assistant Public Works Director Emily Fisher fielded more council observations, including a wish from Blanche Brick to change the design of the roof.
Something that doesn't look like a parachute coming down.
Well, that roof is the spine of the building, so it's not just the entrance. It actually runs the length of the building. So that would be a significant change.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that wouldn't be an easy thing to redo.
Fisher said the color of the brick to be used in the facade will match the city's new Gateway Monument markers. She also was asked to get estimates to replace the library sign along Harvey Mitchell Parkway, which is not part of the project. The 12,000 square foot expansion includes a larger children's area and program space. Bryan School Board members yesterday adopted annual improvement plans for individual campuses and the district as a whole. The difference in this year's plans is the new philosophy coming from new central office administrators. Board member and retired teacher Ruthie Waller said there is now communication from the superintendent's office instead of what she called a gotcha attitude.
So instead of Big Brother is watching, you know, we want to be right in the middle of things so that we can help. The leadership is so sensitive about doing it right and doing what's best for kids.
The superintendent's new chief of staff, Ginger Carabine, is in charge of updating the improvement plans, which filter down to campus principals and teachers.
I think just being there to support their efforts, to remove the obstacles, to empower them, build the relationship with them. This is not about being punitive, and it's not about changing the children. It's what will the adults do differently, and how can we best equip them for success?
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck told the board she shared what the board expects of her to members of the district's leadership team last week, a message she says also works its way to all BISD employees. Later this month, hundreds of Special Olympics athletes are scheduled to be in the Twin Cities for the 17th annual Fall Classic. At the same time, Texas Special Olympics say they need $100,000 in the next 30 days. Spokesman Steve Helms says they canceled fundraising efforts in areas damaged by Harvey.
The possibility of their competition being canceled, I mean, that will really break their spirits. And it's something that we don't want to see, and we know the public doesn't want that to happen for them either.
Helms says 20,000 Special Olympics athletes live within Harvey's damage zone. Contributions can be made online at sotx.org. The state's short-term financial loss from Hurricane Harvey is expected to lead an overall uptick in state revenue.
Estimating Hurricane Harvey costs in the hundreds of billions of dollars, State Comptroller Glenn Hager assured state lawmakers so far the storms haven't broken the state's budget.
For this biennium, Texas will be able to meet our cash flow needs, although those needs are now very different.
Hager said the state will see short-term loss in economic output from factories and refineries that were shut down, but the long-term picture is better.
As individuals and businesses make up purchases to rebuild, we will likely to see revenue collections in excess of normal trends.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Fall enrollment at Blinn College continues a decline that began last spring.
Blinn administrators told the Board of Trustees at their last meeting that this fall, 452 fewer students are taking almost 108,000 fewer credit hours compared to a year ago. Officials say there are safety nets built into the budget to overcome what was planned to be no change in enrollment. How much revenue has to be made up has not been revealed, but administrators say there's plenty of time to overcome the financial shortfall. Revenue is based on how many credit hours students are taking. Blinn reports 4,500 more hours being taken by high school students in dual credit programs, and a new vocational center in Brenham has generated 1,500 hours. That's more than offset by a drop of 80,000 credit hours on the Bryan campus and a drop of 14,000 hours on Brenham's main campus compared with last fall. Headcount in Bryan is slightly under 12,000, a decrease of 383 from last fall, and the headcount in Brenham, which is still over 2,300, is off 26 students from the fall of last year. Additional information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
October marks a month-long series of activities associated with National Fire Prevention Week. Bryan Fire Marshal William Bow says a fire doubles in size every 30 seconds.
So you start calculating your home size, doubling in size every 30 seconds, you and your children probably have about 3 minutes to get out of that house if you're going to.
This year's theme is Every Second Counts, Plan Two Ways Out.
If one way is trapped, is blocked, you don't have a lot of time to figure out where else you're going to go. You need, coming out of every room, you need two ways to get out of that room, two ways to get out of the house.
Val says not only plan how to get out, but once you're out, to set a location for everyone to meet. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 7th, it's cattle ID options for theft prevention. Livestock theft continues to be a problem, but marking your animals can help prevent it. This class will explore the many identification and theft prevention options available this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Join us on October 20th for two exciting panel discussions called Sharing the Story, Researching the Bush Administration, starting at 1 p.m., and Unlocking the Mystery, Declassifying the Bush Administration Documents, starting at 3 p.m. These engaging and informative panels will take place in the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. These events are free and open to the public, but reservations are required. For more information and to register for these events, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab to make reservations.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
6:39, about 6:40. 6:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
It'll be partly to mostly cloudy at times during today, a bit breezy as well with scattered showers around. Chance of a thunderstorm, high temperature low to mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers end this evening, low 70s overnight. Clouds, occasional sun with a brief shower possible Wednesday, high temperature mid-70s, and a mix of clouds and sun, warmer Thursday, 85 to 90. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Fighting Texas Aggie football has been on a roll. Hear a little bit from running back Keith Ford as he talks about the Aggies closing out games. Also, SEC Defensive Player of the Week, Landis Durham. We'll hear a little bit from him. He's been a pleasant surprise for the Texas A&M defensive line. And 23rd-ranked Aggie soccer got a big victory last night. They continue to roll. All that more coming up in sports.
All right, there you go. Who'd
there
they beat?
You go.
Utah Valley?
Utah Valley.
Wonder where Utah Valley even is.
Ooh.
Yeah.
If only there was a way.
If only, yeah.
Utah Valley mm-hmm. University.
Yep. So there you go. Okay.
Orem, Utah.
Oh, okay.
So it's just
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's just outside of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Okay.
I knew that beforehand.
Okay.
I had to look up Orem, Utah for something else one time. And
there it was.
There you go.
So the White House said yesterday that Puerto Rican Mayor Carmen Cruz will attend an event during today's scheduled trip by the president to view the stuff that's going on there, at how horrible it is there. And everybody's gotten so ramped up over this, and that, I don't know. Of course, there's a lot of finger-pointing. Mm-hmm. Clearly, it's devastating.
Yeah,
hard for us to imagine. They've gotten material there. They just can't get it distributed. I don't know why they don't use helicopters, because apparently they don't have enough truck drivers, they say. But then the roads are in horrible shape.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't make it any better. And because they are basically part of the United States,
yeah,
that makes people angrier about that. But, you know, the one thing to remember is when a hurricane strikes in Texas, there's a whole lot of places nearby that can come to their aid.
Right.
It's not an island.
Yeah.
Right.
The island thing does really make a difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And again, they're going to politicize everything, but so the president will be there. He'll be in Las Vegas
tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
They've canceled that. He was going to do a live shot with Sean Hannity from West Virginia. They've canceled that for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm not exactly sure who to blame here, but understanding that it's an island makes things a whole lot different for the government to be able to respond.
What if they could use drones? Wouldn't that be an opportune time?
It would. It'd be great.
Oh,
if
yeah,
they
like
absolutely.
Delivery drones that they're mm-hmm. always talking about with Amazon?
Yep. It would seem like they could to maybe do that. And again,
because I think the people there, they understand that, you know, cleanup is going to take a long time and getting things like that. It was just the immediate need that
sure.
that people
yeah.
were frustrated with, the immediate need of food and water.
Yep.
Not necessarily, yeah, rebuild my house in a week, but you know, we have nothing right now.
Well, water is obviously the most important, or at least it's the most time sensitive one, just because you need it to stay hydrated.
Right.
You can't go, you know, what, 24
can
hours
live without food, can't
oh,
live
yeah.
without
right, water.
Right, exactly. So it seems like that would be, you know, if you had a drone, or as you talked about, a helicopter or something that you
yeah.
could drop it down.
And part of the deal is, and we learned this even going all the way back to Katrina, that government cannot respond the same way that private business can, private industry
mm.
can. And again, because it's an island, there's not, oh, hey, Walmart's got a distribution center there. Well, no,
no
they
right.
don't.
No,
know?
Yeah, exactly.
To be able to physically get things
you're
there.
You're not connected to, you know, 40 whatever other states.
Right.
that,
makes
can,
things,
that can get things there.
And speaking of which, to bring it back to Texas, it apparently could be months, if not years, before Southeast Texans and scores of counties and cities receive federal funds to pay for the long-term rebuilding and recovery of homes and communities because of Harvey.
Wow.
FEMA, they had money for short-term relief, like getting debris off the streets and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to a guy yesterday. Said there are pictures out there of people who put signs in their lawn that say, FEMA, where are you? Because they haven't really responded.
Oh.
George P. Bush, who's the Texas land commissioner, basically said, quote, it could be sometime.
Okay. That's not vague.
Okay, yeah, sometime. Had a big meeting yesterday in Houston, as a matter of fact. I mean, the picture shows, I don't know, 50 guys behind this really long table, which is the House of Representatives Committee on Appropriations, the hearing that they had on the Harvey relief funding. What you need to know is 1.2 million homes in Texas. Homes have been, and obviously more than one person living in the home, has been impacted by Harvey. We anticipate that it is going to be a significant rise in foreclosures. No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Okay.
So, like, people aren't going to be able to go to work, and they don't have a home, and they don't have a car, and, yeah, there might be some foreclosures. Sylvester Turner told House members, he's the mayor of Houston, that cleaning up is going to cost $260 million in Houston, and said the federal government is set to pay for around 90% of it. It's just when they're going to be able to do that.
And I understand from the federal aspect of not wanting it to be a lot of additional pork that's put onto those bills, you know, and giving money whenever it's being used for things other than, you know, fixing things up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wouldn't be the first time, obviously, that a politician or anybody would do that. But I don't know. It's a sticky situation for sure.
And what happens is, and if you've been in a situation where, for instance, one time, you know, I had no power for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a little bit weird, and because I could get in my car and I could drive to work where there was power, but there wasn't power at my house. And so that was tremendously inconvenient. But, you know, if you can get up and get out of that, then it's almost like your world is normal. And that's part of what's going on in Houston. There are a lot of people who drive by all this stuff, live in Houston, but they're not impacted. And so it's like it doesn't happen in their world. And so we need to remember that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just because
right.
that happens to them. Then there's this, thank you, Republicans in Washington, that basically they did not fund the CHIPS program again. And CHIPS, which is the Children's Health Insurance Program.
Okay.
Okay. Basically, without the federal funding, Texas has got enough in its CHIPS account to last till 2018. But the CHIPS program in Texas is the largest in America. We are talking 390,000 children and pregnant women who I guess will have money until February. The problem is that you ask Republicans who aren't in leadership in Congress, and they don't know why it wasn't funded. What the hell is going on? If people in your own party don't know why your leadership didn't do this, okay, yeah, maybe they've got some grand scheme coming down the road, but they don't want to share that with us? We're talking more than 250,000 people in Texas, kids and pregnant women, who won't have federal money through the CHIPS program, and the Republican leadership's going, yeah, well, we didn't pass it, did we?
Mm.
Yeah. Why are they up there?
Good question.
Isn't it their
Scott.
Job? Isn't it their
you
job?
You would think.
We'll talk to Congressman Flores tomorrow. Hopefully he can tell us something about that. All right. It's 6:48.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 7th, it's cattle ID options for theft prevention. Livestock theft continues to be a problem, but marking your animals can help prevent it. This class will explore the many identification and theft prevention options available this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
This is a really good time to talk about the facts you need to have to garden successfully. And wherever you live in this world, if you're going to be a gardener there, these are going to be facts that you'll need to consider for that home. And if you're in Texas, we can talk a little more specifically. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. So we're looking at facts you need to know to garden successfully, and we're talking about Texas in this case, the frost dates. The average date in your area of the first killing freeze in the fall is very critical. The average date of the last killing freeze in the spring is ultra critical. You need to have those dates emblazoned in your memory wherever you live. And let me tell you, they vary a great deal from the panhandle to the valley. That could be a couple of months difference, maybe more than that. The frost date is important. So is the plant hardiness zone. The USDA has kept detailed records for decades, county by county, of the low temperatures each winter. Then they connected the dots. They drew in the bands in 10-degree differences of winter lows, and then they subdivided in 5-degree zone A and B. You need to find your hardiness zone. In Texas, it's going to be somewhere between 6 in the panhandle and 8 or 9 in deep south Texas. And then you need to choose plants that are hardy to that number in your area or to the number just one smaller. If you're on zone 7, zone 7 plants are certainly good, so would be zone 6 plants. Zone 8 plants might freeze for you, therefore farther south. Almost all garden soil in Texas has some kind of a challenge. It may be sandy, it may be clay, it's just going to have something going wrong. That isn't always the case, but too often it is. The best way to amend any soil is with several inches of different types of organic matter. I like to use sphagnum peat moss, compost, rotted manure, pine bark mulch, all of those. About an inch to an inch and a half of each of them, and then 1 inch of expanded shale if it's a clay soil. Now, that's intensive type of bed preparation, and I use it only for my smallest plants like annuals and perennials, and vegetables and ground covers, since they have the most confined root systems. Larger plants are going to have to exist in what I have natively. Fertilizers. Plants do not differentiate between organic and inorganic plant foods. You need to remember that fact. All nutrients enter plants' roots in elemental form in water solution. But you need to buy a quality fertilizer. Whatever you choose needs to be high nitrogen or all nitrogen. Choose only adapted plants. And this is where you go to the garden center, and the last question you ask is there anything I need to know about this plant I'm about to buy? And avoid formal shearing. Choose plants whose mature heights and widths are what you need, and then stick with them. I'm Neil Sperry. If I only had one tree, that's going to be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's 6:53. Goodness, getting ahead of myself. After collapsing in the second half of its season opening loss to UCLA, Fightin' Texas Aggie football has gone on a 4-0 run, outscoring its opponents 91-37 in the second half. Senior running back Keith Ford says the Aggies' recent ability to close out games is a product of hard work and practice.
It starts in, you know, beginning of the week preparation, just finishing everything, and it's just the little things too, but, you know, that transitions into the game, just the little things, and, you know, just finishing, just the will and, you know, trying not to get tackled, it goes a long way, you know, but it starts in the beginning of the week. You just can't show up on game day and expect to finish. You know, you got to start on Monday.
Now head over to the other side of the ball, where defensive end Landis Durham has been named SEC Defensive Player of the Week for his performance in last Saturday's victory over South Carolina. The junior from Plano added a pair of sacks to his team-leading total of 5.5 and fell on the top of a crucial forced fumble at the Aggie 6-yard line.
That's something that, shoot, That's something my position coach himself, you know, harps on, lawnmower technique. Something we practice every week. So, you know, I got to give props to him on that one, Coach Price. You know, that's something that we focus on, is getting turnovers, however they come. You know, if you're in that position to pick a ball or rip the ball out or, you know, it's just anything. And it's something we make sure we take advantage of.
Landis and the guys will hope to generate some turnovers this Saturday when they welcome top-ranked Alabama to town. Kickoff is at 6:15 with broadcast right here on WTAW. Out on the soccer pitch, the 23rd-ranked Aggies extended their season-long win streak to four matches with a 1-0 victory over Utah Valley last night. Haley Pound scored the lone goal for the Aggs to improve to 8-2-1 on the year. If you'd like to get Coach G. Guerrieri's take on the win, tune into the Aggie Soccer Hour with Coach G. tonight from 7 to 8 over on Willie 1550. Top-ranked Texas A&M men's golf tops the leaderboard following day two of the Marquette Intercollegiate. Freshman Reese Ramsey remains in the top 10 after firing a two-over for the day, putting him at even par for the tournament. The Aggies entered the third and final day at four-over, one stroke ahead of UCLA. Harrison Butker knocked down a 43-yard field goal with 4 seconds left, and Justin Houston recovered a last-ditch effort lateral to score the final blow as the Kansas City Chiefs downed the Washington Redskins 29-20 last night. Alex Smith accounted for 349 total yards and 2 touchdowns as the Chiefs remain unbeaten at 4-0, meanwhile the Skins fall to 2-2. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans could make a ruling on Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott as early as today. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, of course, suspended Elliott for 6 games back in August following a league investigation into accusations of domestic violence against an ex-girlfriend. Elliott has been allowed to play, however, because a federal judge, district judge, blocked the suspension pending appeals. Well, the Mavericks and Spurs tipped off their preseason slates last night. Yogi Ferrell scored 12 points as Dallas edged Milwaukee 106-104. First-round pick Dennis Smith Jr. put up 3 points and collected 2 steals in his Mavs debut, and he says it's a learning process.
I learned a lot. There's a lot of space in the NBA. And watching people like Devin and JJ, I can learn exactly how to use that to my advantage.
Devin and JJ, of course, would be fellow point guards Devin Harris and JJ Barea. Meanwhile, out in Sacramento, LaMarcus Aldridge put up 17, but the Spurs still came up short to the Kings, 106-100. The Houston Rockets will be on the floor tonight as they head to Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder at 7. And the Major League Baseball playoffs officially kick off this evening with the New York Yankees hosting the Minnesota Twins in a one-and-done wildcard game. Fireballing right-hander Luis Severino goes for the Yanks, while veteran Irvin Santana makes a start for the Twinkies. First pitches at 7 o'clock at Yankee Stadium. And that's been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to SevCheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the SevCheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's SevCheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Well, you know, the weather is going to get cooler. It really will, because, you know, fall's going to be here. And what that means is you may have new pests in your home that you don't have right now. Rodents, mice, rats, those furry things. Or it could be squirrels and raccoons who are fun to watch as long as they're not part of your environment. Well, let ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of all of that for you. Doesn't matter whether they got 6 legs or 4 legs. They don't need to be crawling around in your house, in your attic, or in your walls. And ABC Home and Commercial Services can create a pest control plan to eliminate them. Just one phone call to ABC, and they'll send a trained inspector out to your home to develop a plan that is just right for you. They'll close up any openings to make sure that things that are getting in right now won't anymore, and they'll take care of the ones that might be inside. So call Bobby Jenkins, class of 81. 361-0500. Go to abccommercialservices.com. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment. When we decided to open up the area's only locally owned compact construction and outdoor power store, we decided to carry top quality USA-made products such as Steel, Gravely, Boxer, ASV, and Gale. So whether you need a chainsaw, line trimmer, commercial mower, or a dirt moving machine, we've got your American-made product here at ASAP Equipment. We're at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff, south of the racetrack. Call 979-353-0911 or visit us at asapequip.com.
Checking some weather. 60% chance of showers today, and nothing in the area right now, but that could clearly change. And we'll have high temperatures right around 90, actually, all week long. It's just a 60% chance of rain today and a 50% chance of rain tonight. And then after that, lows will be probably around 68 or so. Right now, we have overcast skies and 76 degrees. WT.